have found the Genesis Frequency. This is Dr. Stephen J. Kuzmina welcoming you in to another episode of a show that focuses on your whole life prosperity and success. Whole life prosperity and success by cooperating with the universal laws that are available to each and every one of us. This is Quantum Leap Goal Achievement, Radical Personal Transformation, Whole Life Prosperity and Success. Now, stay tuned for another exciting episode that'll move the needle in your life from where you are now to where you want to be. And where is it that you want to be? Hey, that's the question of the day, right? That's the question every day, deciding where you want to be. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time of day it may be when you decided to hit that play button. I'm so grateful. This is Dr. Cause and Effect, Dr. Stephen J. Kuzmina, coming at you with another episode of the Genesis Frequency. A brand new day in my neck of the woods, and you should know by now, if you've been listening to this show, that I love brand new days. Actually, I'm a little bit into it, because the first thing I do every day that is non-negotiable once I'm ready and dressed for the day is to do my meditation. Spend 20 minutes to an hour in meditation and reflection and study and writing, journaling. That kind of thing. I shouldn't say it's the very first thing I do, because when I open my eyes in the morning before I get out of bed, I dedicate and devote my day to something, usually to God, to my higher power, to Source, whatever you want to call that. And then I move into my day with ease and with grace. And then I just breathe into it with thanksgiving. And that's what I want to talk a little bit about today. You know, I often ask, what do you want? And I keep asking that, and I've been asking that for months. But what about giving thanks for what you want? Because, you know, it already exists. If you can see it in your mind's eye, if you can use your faculty of imagination, your power of imagination, and build the image in your mind of the life you would love to live, making it real, seeing yourself in full receipt of what you want, then it is real. It's real in one dimension there, because everything, we know everything was created twice, right? The chair you're sitting on, the door, the car, everything was first created as an idea in someone's mind. You would not even be able to desire what you desire if it was not possible for you to move it into your world of form. So give thanks and feel it real. Here in the United States, in just a couple days, we'll be celebrating the holiday of Thanksgiving. But in the work I do, I strongly encourage everyone I talk to practice Thanksgiving every single day. That's another one of the practices that I do in the morning right after my meditation, is I go to my gratitude journal and I list at least 10 things. Sometimes it's pages of things that I am grateful for. And I really recommend that you do this, and I recommend that you practice past gratitude. And I've talked about this before, but this is a good reminder, because people just get out of the habit. We got to form that habit, right? So practice past gratitude for all the good that you have received up until this point in your life. For all the good, for being here, for breathing, for moving through difficulties and challenges, and for the wisdom you've gained through those difficulties and challenges. Practice present moment gratitude for this eternal moment of now, because all we really have is right now, right? But right where you are right now, whatever is in your field of experience in this moment, be grateful for it. If you're listening to this, you have ears. Be grateful for the ability to hear. Leave no stone unturned when it comes to what you are grateful for. And also practice future gratitude. Future gratitude. Because you've already created the desire in your mind, right? You've already created the desire. You've already formed the image in your imagination, in your imagination, right? You've built that out, working with the specifics of every detail of that dream, and it's there. And through your persistence, you're going to move it from the non-form spiritual substance into physical form. So give thanks that it's real. See yourself in it. Be thankful. This is how we move it. We get emotionally involved with the image that we're holding. We put the feelings in it. We're feeling it real. This is real. This is right now. I have just created it. It is done. It is so. I am that I am. Right? And this feeling tone, this thanksgiving, moves it, drops it into our subconscious mind. That feeling, the emotional mind receives this, receives these words too of thanksgiving, because they radiate in every direction. Gratitude radiates in every direction. And what happens? That's an action. It causes a reaction. How can we possibly want more when we're not grateful for what we already have? When we're grateful for what we already have and we're radiating that gratitude, we're radiating that thanksgiving, we're radiating that appreciation, the reaction from the energy of the universe around us delivers and or puts us in the position to receive more of that good. So when we're practicing that future gratitude for the desire that we have created in our imagination, our subconscious mind knows no difference. Rather, you know, if it's an image in the mind, if we're visualizing, or if it's a real solid concrete form, the subconscious mind doesn't do that. It just is the executive faculty within us that changes the vibration of our body, and our body takes the actions that are in alignment what the subconscious mind is holding is real. So as we practice gratitude and drive our image into our subconscious mind, we're taking actions that are in alignment with that image, and guess what? The same thing happens. Action, reaction. This is really where the attraction laws that you hear so much about come into play, because we shifted the vibration through gratitude, through feeling, through thoughts, through words, through actions, through attitude. We made it real to our subconscious mind, so it shifts the vibration of our body. We take different actions. We change our behavior. We see different results. The universe notices that and moves in events, circumstances, people, situations, conditions to support our dominant thought. So see, we just started today with gratitude and thinking about Thanksgiving, what we are thankful for. But see how it has evolved. And I did not know that I would go in this direction and go to this depth with this today, but that's how it evolves within us. Just from the simple, simple practice of saying thank you. That's what it starts with. Giving thanks. Being in a state of ceaseless appreciation. Now, if we look at the law of polarity, if we're not doing that, what would you be doing? If you're not participating in this activity, which supports what you want, because an attitude of gratitude moves us into position to receive. So if you're not doing this, what are you doing? Are you participating with another activity that you believe is more powerful than gratitude? Or are you just not doing it? but yet you want more in your life, you want to experience more abundance, you want to see your dream come true. See, this is where cooperating with the laws, the universal laws that just are, comes into play. So many people listen to ego, and ego say, no, do it this way. You don't have to be grateful. Well, that's just not true. This has been proven over and over and over and over again. But you know what? The thing is, we don't do it to get. We do it to give thanks. We cannot receive without giving. We must give. And no matter what your condition, what your circumstance, what your situation is, you can always give, because you can always give thanks. You can always be in a mindset, have an attitude of appreciation for all the blessings in your life. Even the challenges and adversity, because they bear their own gifts. You can be grateful. You can give in this way. We want to give in a whole bunch of different ways, and we want to give for the joy of giving. Not to receive, not begrudgingly, like, okay, I'll give thanks because I want to get. That doesn't do it. That doesn't change our vibration. In fact, that takes a step backward. Form a habit of doing this. You will feel so good about you and what you have in your life. You will cease to feel like you're coming from a place of lack and limitation. When you start to count your blessings, there's a song, Count Your Blessings One by One. When you start to count your blessings, when you start to be in appreciation and form this habit of looking at your life and noticing the good that you do have, you will feel so rich, so very, very rich. You'll realize that you already are abundantly blessed. And when you walk in that energy that you are abundantly blessed, that you have been waking up to the fact that you have already received in your life so much good, guess what? It doesn't stop. So you're walking in that energy every single day. I am open to receive more, 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 more through grace in perfect ways. You will feel abundant. You will feel rich. And when you feel rich and when you feel abundantly blessed, more of that good continues to come your way. In fact, it's always flowing. You're always in the position to receive, but so many of us don't open to receive. So many of us don't lift our cup to receive because we're so focused on what we think we don't have. So do this. Let's do this all this week. Let's practice Thanksgiving. Let's practice getting in the habit of being grateful for all the good in our lives. This is Dr. Cause. Dr. Cause and Effect, Dr. Stephen J. Kosmina. You've been listening to the Genesis Frequency, and I am infinitely grateful for you listening to this show. I wish for you an infinitely spectacular day. We'll see you on the next episode of the Genesis Frequency.